Your readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another Halloween episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up, guys?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, we're here tonight to actually discuss a Halloween movie, and that is The Good Things Devils Do from writer-director Jess Norvegard. I think I said your name right. If not, I apologize. All right, so The Good Things Devils Do follows Richard, who is a small-time gangster that is on the verge of retirement. Before he can, he must take one last job to steal money from a rival gangster's house. Miles apart, Melvin is a reluctant family man who has dreams of becoming a famous curator for his Museum of the Macabre. His newest acquisition? The remains of a notorious masquerade, a vampire born from the embers of hell. On Halloween night, their paths will collide and all hell will break loose. All right. So, first, before I pass it to you guys, I just want to say, Kane Hodder, I know why he's your favorite Jason, Todd.
If you do remember when I watched this about a month ago, I said, Dan, this is going to be your favorite Kane Hodder performance ever.
It pushed you ahead. It puts, you know, forget CJ Graham. Just pushed him down. Kane's number one.
I need this spinoff ASAP.
Right. Yes. Kruger, what did you think of The Good Things Devils Do?
So, first off, I just watched in the trailer. Like, I was really excited for this movie. You know, Bill Oberst, I think his name is. Yeah. I love him. And I, you know, love Kane Hodder. He's one of my favorite fucking actors. Even though, you know, he's in, like, a ton of shit. I was glad to see. He was in this, like, way more than I thought he was going to be. Mm-hmm. And he had, like, he was honestly, like, one of my favorite parts. He had, like, all these great one-liners. Fucking his character is just a fucking despicable piece of shit, and it was just awesome. I'd like, please, yes, have the spinoff. We need it. That being said, this movie was shot way better than I expected it to be. Like, looking at the trailer, I thought it was going to be super low budget, and it really didn't feel that way at times. The soundtrack is really well done. I dug a lot of the characters, like the pervy delivery guy. I like Melvin. And his idea for his little fucked up museum. The acting all around is really solid. Like, I was way better than expected. Like, it really shocked me. Mm-hmm. How good some of the performances are. There's a plethora of fucked up dialogue, though. And like I said, my favorite fucking part. I also love the punk rock girl who is the daughter of Bill Oberst Jr. and her character, too. Kane Hodder's line, though, women are only good for getting fucked and talking shit, is like, God, like, you want to talk about getting my attention real quick, Kane. And then
preach the truth, buddy.
Yeah, and then he's like, and then talks about, hey, can you take the two big barrels? Like, fuck yeah, man. That character, Percy, is awesome. And then when he's wearing skull costume, I was just like, oh, dude, this is badass. I think that's the best way to describe this movie. It's fucking badass. This is a kick-ass little vampire flick. The gore was practical and really well done, and there's little to no CGI in this. So, fucking, you have my stamp of approval. And I love the vampire. The vampire was really, really cool. Reminded me of Evil Dead, the way it was talking. Mm-hmm. And, awesome modern vampire movie. Hats off to the director. You did a fucking awesome job. You got a fan in me now.
Absolutely. Let's make this hole bigger. Pugs, what did you think?
I co-signed everything Kruger said. Honestly, this movie didn't even fucking need the vampire. I was having a blast with just the characters. So, amen to what Kruger said. Kane Hodder, I didn't think you can get any cooler than you are. I was wrong. Dead fucking wrong. I want that solo series. Make it a TV show. Just leading up to when he comes to this movie.
The Adventures of Percy.
Just have him, like, I don't know, killing like millennials or something. It could be just a simple
setup. Doesn't even matter. Like, yeah. I just want him collecting.
Dan's like trying to get all of his hate out through King. Millennials, women,
Wouldn't that be a good movie if it's Mitch Bauer in Kane Hodder's head and he's telling him what to do?
I want a buddy movie. No, you got to be there. He's the muscle. You're the brains, I guess.
I guess. What the fuck?
We're doomed.
Right. It's Mitch Bauer, so yeah, it would be brains. Okay, the gore in this movie is freaking awesome. When Homegirl plays Edward 40 Hands with knives instead is amazing. Yeah. and what was the black dude's name, the house owner that went to the museum?
Melvin.
Melvin.
Yeah.
His Cosby sweater is the best Cosby sweater I've ever seen. I love everybody in this damn movie. Yeah, it's fun. Go watch it.
My favorite lines I can't even really repeat, and that's like, you know how cool they must be.
Over the square of the wall, you better get it out, Dan.
I'll get it out.
Get it out now. You can get it out right now, and it'll be exclusive.
Exclusive right now. So should I do a Mitch Bauer reading
the
dialogue?
I would love that.
All right, let me get my best one.
And I want more than one.
Yeah, Mitch Bauer's coming in the house.
Little.
Okay, we're waiting.
I quoted some of these. Well, this one's kind of creepy since it comes from the girl, but why not? Well,
that's even better.
The world. Boom, there you go. Where's my fucking Oscar? Where's my fucking
Jesus
Oscar?
Christ.
Dude, another good one was that.
Yes.
So you could watch.
I had that one down.
You with that.
I wish I could see outtakes from this because they had to be hilarious.
What else he ad-libs?
Yeah, I love when Oberest like hits him with the bat and is like, "Oh, you dumb motherfucker!" That just that look, like,
dude, how about like, what's going on down there? Is it as bald as Berryman or is it pink? Like you're like the top.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. I should say this is a low budget movie, but a good example of, you know, doing it right. That's perfect. I don't think they had a ton of money at all. It probably all went to the names. Linnea Quigley is also in this. What did you think, Todd?
Well, I don't know how I can top Mitch Bauer and everything that's already been said, but yeah, I watched this one off the cover alone because it had a cool pumpkin on the cover. And within the first 5 minutes, I was telling the group, we got to cover this. This is fucking awesome. Yeah, I mean, you hit it. You even without the vampires, this would have been awesome with just the characters.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. It was fucking kind of mean. It yeah, like,
kind of.
Well, kind of.
But in the best way.
Yeah, and it made for an awesome film.
Yeah. No, it really did. I think there's potential for more. Perhaps I second. I want the Percy prequel. I want the Percy sequel. I want Percy in space. I want everything.
Uber Percy.
Die, you alien sluts.
Percy the Destroyer.
All right. So any other thoughts? Because I know we're obviously we liked it.
I think it's pretty clear. But we still need to rate that motherfucker.
All right, we'll rate it.
Gentlemen.
Yes. Remember. 0 out of 5 is what we rate. And,
0.25, Dan.
0.25, yes. Yeah. My bad. I think it's safe to say.
They're numbers, you're confusing them.
Shut up. All right. Mitch Bauer gives this one a 4.5.
See, you got a little too After Darky in it, and you lost me on that one.
It's just Mitch Bauer's sexy voice. Same thing.
No, it's Dan's sexy voice. Kruger, what'd you think?
I'm a 4 out of 5. This is a great time. I'm probably going to go higher with future ratings. Just talking about it, I want to go watch it again now. Right. So, yeah, 4 out of 5 for me.
Nice. Again, I had too much fun with it not to rate it super high, so I'm giving it a 5.
Nice.
I'm co-signing with Pugs. I'm a 5 also. I love the shit. I did watch it twice, though, now, so.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Yeah, like I said, it's low budget, but it's one of those films that just does it right and it doesn't matter. So, yeah, check it out. And Bill Oberst, too, just to throw out there, I mean, probably one of the best, if not the best, in, I hate to say indie actor, but because he has been in some Rob Zombie stuff now, but really great performances.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome. He was in that movie from Unearthed Films, Dis.
Yes, yeah.
That I just saw recently, and it's fucking great. We definitely need to cover it eventually. But yeah, he's such an underrated actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So,
Kane,
guys.
Dude, Kane, too. Like, what the fuck? I honest to God, didn't think Kane had this shit in him. Like, to that extent. And let me tell you, man, like, he can be a leading fucking actor. Like, he's fucking
his delivery
crazy.
Is so dry, too. It's like, I yeah. believe you, but the shit that's right. coming out of your mouth is incredibly fucking funny and offensive. <Yeah. laughs>
I think he believes it, too.
I've got another Mitch Bauer line, but should I do it in spoilers?
Yes.
It's a little. All right. So, Kane Hodder, Mitch Bauer line. All right, guys. So we're going to start talking open spoilers now. So if you haven't seen the movie and do not wish for it to be ruined, now would be the time to bow out. And you can always pick up later where you left off and see what we thought of spoilers. All right. So, all right, I'll do it right off the bat here. Mitch Bauer, women are only good for two things, talking shit and getting fucked.
I already said that one, fucker.
Oh, you did?
Anyways.
All right, well, Mitch Bauer.
Well, I'm not even cutting that one out. So.
No, I know. Another good one was, I have an idea, let's make that hole bigger. Yeah. And then, holy fucking shit, the gore effect when they blow up the shotgun when the back of her fucking head blows up. God, the gore on this is over the fucking top and just great. Also, like, it went hard on the child murder, dude. I was like, God damn. Whoa. And then fucking the practical effect on it was great.
I just realized I had my window down, so I hope the neighbors weren't hearing.
I'm like, oh, Mitch Bauer at it again.
oh man. Oh, and then like when he does it, he shoots her, and then you hear like just that little bit of crying, and he just looks like annoyed. yeah, this was not what I expected. I mean, you know, I knew obviously Halloween.
I was actually
movie,
expecting
but...
like the tone of like Tales of Halloween, not an anthology, just but like a lighter tone with a pop, like just here and there we're gonna go a little bit violent and gory. This yeah. is just like here it is. You're welcome.
No, it was. I hope somehow they resurrect Kane Hodder. And we get him in the sequel.
They got him. They're in the museum. There's got to be something in there to bring him back. Yeah,
or a prequel. Like, they could totally do a prequel with just anything that he was fucking doing before.
Hey, 42nd Street, and you get, like, the Kane Hodder maniac. Just a flashback.
I'm game.
Gets, like, a disco wig or something, and the first girl turns him down, and then he starts slaughtering. Each decade, you get a series of films. Percy in the 70s, Percy in the 80s.
So clearly Percy is the standout of this whole movie. I can't reiterate enough, like the vampire was cool, but that was just like a cherry on top because these guys oh my God, I keep forgetting Bill Cosby's name, but I liked him a lot.
Melvin
when he when they're trying to stop the blood and he's like, take off your shirt or whatever. He's like, I got a fucking body issue problem or whatever the hell he said. Goddamn ass off.
Dude, when he was yelling at his wife, I was like, I feel you, homie.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, check it out. It is on Blu-ray. It is on VOD. I think you can get it pretty much anywhere now. So,
it is worth your time and money.
Yes.
Just to make note for those who like to know this, the Blu-ray is produced on BDR. It's not pressed.
Yeah. Yes. But still worth it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just a word of warning.
Absolutely. All right. So, any closing thoughts before we bow out?
More Percy.
Yes. All right. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. It really helps the channel. Tell your friends. Get them to like and subscribe. We appreciate it very much. Mitch Bauer appreciates it very much, too.
And, don't ruin Mitch Bauer, Dan. You're going to overuse him.
I know.
Yeah, now he's fucking overdoing
special
it.
Special attraction.
Mitch Bauer is promoting our shit. It's cool.
There you go. And FlashBoonFeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. Lots of stuff up there. And Pugs, take us home.
All right. We're also on Patreon, where you can find exclusive and early content. Uncensored for damn sure over there, and it's a gold mine if you dig into that wound. So please and thank you for helping support us. And you can find us on all the social media platforms, all that bullshit. Yeah, we're there. So enjoy your Halloween season. Make sure you watch this movie so we can get more Percy. And everyone, see you later.
Later.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Good night.
Yeah.
Namaste. More Percy.